This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got another couple hours of the show left to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Chris in regards to his arborvitaes. They've gotten a little bit too big, bushy, taking over the lawn, wants to take back some of that area. So we were hit the break right at the end there, so I do apologize, Chris, but I wanted to get you on at least. So definitely is a good time to be doing this at this time so that you can get some of that area back. A lot of times you could actually do it late winter, very early spring, to allow the tree to go dormant a little bit. So on these, maybe it's waiting a little bit of time, just to allow the plant to not want to refocus on growing this winter. It's not like a flowering plant, right? The flowering plant, you have to cut at a specific time. A lot of the flowering plants you have to cut back after it flowers. These are ones that don't flower, right?
Correct.
So obviously you have a couple different times during the season. You can actually prune midsummer to get rid of some of the overgrowth, and then you can also do it early. But basically, they call it late winter, early spring, when the plant has kind of gone dormant. But now you have some time, right? You're sitting there saying, well, I got plenty of time. I want to be able to prune it. So you still could. You know, there's books that have all this information on it of when to do it. But trees don't read books, right? They don't know that on a book it says I have to do it at this point. They just know that what's going on in the current. So what I would like to see you do is, if it's too much for you right now, you can definitely prune it, right? You can definitely cut it back. But what I want you to look at is the green part of the foliage, and only cut that back by the third. Because if you cut back by a third of the size of the plant, you might be cutting very close to into where it's the more woody structure, the brown from the inside. So when you're looking at this, see how big the green part of the foliage is, and then cut a third of that, okay? So that you'll be able to, because you don't want to just cut it, a third of the plant, and then all it is sticks, right? You want to, kind of think ahead of it. And that's the same idea with any evergreen, a yew, white pine, those types of things. That's when you need to look at where the green goes to. Also getting rid of any of the cross branches that are really holding on to the others or crossing the others, rubbing up against the bark.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the dead that is on there is definitely, that can be pruned away at any time. So if you have time and you can wait until winter when the plant's gone dormant, great. But since you have some time right now and you're looking to do it, you can prune it back. Just go by the green. Don't go by the whole plant itself.
Okay. And okay. I certainly do have the time. You know, if I need to be patient, I can be and wait more till the winter time when it's dormant. But, yeah, again, as you mentioned, for the last couple of weeks, wow, tons of seeds on the tree and
what I might suggest doing just to, because pruning also shocks plants, right? It also gives them a little bit of that shock, and they've gone through a drought, which is a shock to it. Maybe it's seeing what you can do to help give back some water to the plants. I know it's a huge hedge, so sitting, you know, it's going to take hours just to water the whole thing. But if we don't see any rain in the future, I'm seeing maybe, you know, down here at least, Monday, Wednesday with some rain. I haven't, you know, looked all over where else is going to be rainy. But the idea is soaking those plants, because they're putting those seed pods out because they're in shock. It's just so much drought that they just want to make sure that they're going to survive the next years, or at least a reproduction of themselves will survive. And so that's why they put those seed pods out. And so if you could water it, and again, I know it's a huge, you know, 16-plus wide plants, putting a hose onto them, letting it sit for a trickle, you know, half hour, 45 minutes on each plant, and just that's going to help them get into the winter a little bit and allow you to be able to get to that next season to prune it without an issue. So if you can do that, great. That'll be nothing but help for the trees. And if you can wait until it's gone dormant, you know, they say late winter. So that's basically like March, April even.
Okay.
Because spring doesn't even usually hit till it's the end of April. You know, so we're looking at, depending upon what happens snow-wise, when you're starting to see like forsythias or starting to see some bulbs start to pop, that's about late winter, if you will.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I certainly can be patient. I will be, and that's great advice. And I'll just let you get on to the next caller. But I did go on the UVM Extension website.
Yep.
Very helpful information there, and kind of technical almost, and you know how to trim that back. But you said that the arborvitaes don't read books. I guess I'm a gardener who doesn't read books either. So
yeah, I hear you. I mean,
I thought I'd just call you up and hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, no, I definitely love giving out this information to anybody who, you know, wants to listen, obviously. But UVM has a great website. They're a great ag school. If you get time, UMass Extension has a great one, too. Penn State as well, with some good information. But, you know, it's all about the timing. And again, it could be something that you could do now, but the ideal time would be late winter.
Very good. I'll take your
advice. All right,
Chris.
Have a great one.
Patrick.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a few hours left in the show to try and answer all your gardening questions. And we're getting into that time, right? It's the end of the season, but we want to kind of think about what to do for winter, want to think about what to do for next year, but we still have plenty of time in this season, just based on temperatures, nice and warm for the next couple weeks. So we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Green Hill, Rhode Island.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm just wondering, I have a lot of new shrubs, evergreens, hydrangeas, and sort of different shrubs that were planted about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, do I fertilize them this year, or do I have to wait till next year, or do I, and if so, do I do it just before winter, or right now? I'm not exactly sure what to do with all these new evergreens and hydrangeas and small trees and all, because there's quite a few pieces that went into the ground.
Yep. So when you plant it, if you use something along the lines of like a biotone starter from a that would be ideal to be using at this time. You could even mix it into the plant now because it is only a couple weeks old in the ground. But you wouldn't fertilize it with any like Hollytone or Plantone or any of those at this time. You want to wait until at least a year has gone by. Sometimes you can even do it a little bit sooner than that, where you can do, you might be able to do in the spring or even beginning of the summer. But the plant is focusing on putting its root system into the ground and trying to establish there. It's not going to pull that fertilizer, unless it's a starter fertilizer, to the plant. It's not going to, it can't pull that actively as easily as it would be if it's established. So if it's a starter fertilizer and you didn't put anything down, you can put it down now. But if it's anything else, wait until at least the spring, maybe even into the beginning of summer.
Okay, thank you very much. And my next question would be, we have a lot of clay.
Okay.
Jonathan Green, Love Your Soil, would that help break up the clay?
It definitely would, and I can tell you a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. So hang tight, we'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating waiting approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Bill, and right at the break, he was bringing up clay-filled soil, what he could be doing to help break that up. And he brought up a good one with Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Perfect product to be using to break up some clay. You can actually use it a couple times during the regular season to allow your plants to get established, your lawn to get a little bit more established and allow it to break up that clay, allowing the nutrients to go through, allowing water to go through. You can use it on a planting bed or the lawn. So it's not just a lawn product here. So it's going to break up that clay. What you do is you would use, on the package, it should tell you, you're going to use the double rate get the best quality out of it. So we're using at double the rate. So it's usually about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet to allow the Love Your Soil to work to its best ability. So hopefully that helps, Bill, because it is a great product to use. It will allow that clay to break up. You have to use it, though. I usually will suggest using it about three times every 6 weeks. So you could start with something now, and then you could actually do it in the spring a couple times, 6 week intervals, to help break down that clay and build a better soil structure. So hopefully that will help you out, but it is a great product to use.
Okay, let me ask you now, the existing shrubs that have been in the ground for a year,
yep,
do I fertilize them before the winter or wait till the spring?
So what I would do is you can actually fertilize those because you're looking to give them something for the winter because they have already been in there. They're feeding off of the ground itself already. So, for evergreens, use a Holytone. For, plants or shrubs, you could use a plant tone or a garden tone. And then, for some trees, you could use tree tone. But one of the things you want to do is you want to use it at half the rate. So whatever, like, the full rate is, just cut it in half for each individual plant. And that's going to help it for the winter to allow it to have something to go through the winter with.
And what do you recommend to kill weeds that does not contain glyphosate? I don't know if kills all or clean up, but they contain glyphosate.
They do. They both do. So you could use...
By natural alternative would be my best bet.
So Adios is a great natural product. It's organic. So if you're looking to stay with that that type of, definitely, it's a great product to use. The thing you gotta to know about when it comes to anything organic product wise, it's nothing bad. What you really just need to know is you're going to have to use it multiple times instead of just a one and done. That's what that glyphosate does, right? It's that heavy killer.
Yes.
That you really don't have to use as often. Whereas, the organic products, they don't have as long of a residual. That's the idea behind them. They don't sit in the soil. They don't stay. They dissipate over time. Excuse me. So that's why you need to use it a couple times. With the heavy-duty type weeds, like a knotweed, some of the ivies, you might need to use it a couple times. And you can use those because they're organic in like a 14-day interval, okay, where it's not gonna harm the lawn. It will kill some of the grass around it, but I'm saying it's not going to harm the weed, excuse me. The soil.
And my last question is, what in God's name can I use to kill what you call, I think, nut grass or nut sage? How do you get rid of that?
So that is, they actually have a nut sedge killer. The Bonide has that product, but it's a nut sedge. It should say nut sedge killer right on the bottle.
Uh-huh.
And that will actually get rid of it. It does have a chemical in it, but it's not as powerful as like a glyphosate, that type of thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm telling you, you did an excellent job. Your father must be very, very proud of you.
Thank you so much, Bill. You have a great one.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get well wishes still pouring in from leaders around the world and here at home, even from political rivals as President Trump recovers from COVID-19.
We are thinking of the first family with prayers that they recover.
That's Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris. And President Trump himself said in a video message shot yesterday at Walter Reed Medical Center, he is feeling better.
I think I'll be back soon, and I look forward to finishing up the campaign the way it was started and the way we've been doing.
Though his doctors caution he's not out of the woods yet. Republican hopes for keeping control of the Senate are getting a boost after a Democratic hopeful in North Carolina had to apologize for sending sexual text messages to a woman who's not his wife. Cal Cunningham had been leading in most polls. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The confirmation process for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, could face delays now after three Republican senators say they've tested positive for COVID-19. Senators Tom Tillis, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson all getting positive results. The Senate was scheduled to return to Washington tomorrow, but now plans to recess until October 19th. The Senate Judiciary Committee had planned to take up Judge Barrett's Supreme Court nomination on October 12th, and it's unclear if the panel would meet while the Senate was not in session. Some Fox News anchors and hosts are reportedly going to undergo coronavirus testing after attending this past week's presidential debate in Cleveland. Sean Hannity, debate moderator Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and other on-air personnel believed to be getting tested after it was disclosed that President and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, during the break, we had a call come in. They just wanted to ask quickly in regards to they have these little bugs in their house flying around. It almost makes you think they're, you know, like fleas or something because they're all over the place. When in fact they're not. A lot of the house plants, when they're all around them, they get what's called a fungus gnat. A fungus gnat is, looks like a little fruit fly, little flea, little, but they're everywhere, right? So the solution to that is to use a product from Bonide called Systemic Houseplant. It's a granule that you mix into the soil, water in. Will actually kill the future fungus gnats. It won't kill the ones that are there, that are flying around. So to kill the ones that are flying around, use like a neem oil or some sort of like oil spray to get rid of them. But you're going to have to, it's like a 1-2 punch here. You can't just get rid of what's there because they're just going to continue to come. So that's why you use that systemic houseplant. The systemic houseplant will go right into the soil, mixed in. You water it in, and it will kill the future fungus gnats from coming. It does a bunch of other ones on there, but that's the common one used for it. So I wanted to just pass that along for the listener here. Now, I know we do have somebody on the line with another question. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Deborah's in Nashua.
Deborah, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Yeah. I'm living in the family home now, but I left about, I hadn't been back this area for about 5 or 6 years, but when I left, I was doing the lilac bushes in the back. And they looked trimming them, and they were sort of bending over, and I sort of moved them up, and they just came out of the ground. It'd be like there was no root. They had they looked healthy, but so it ended up like moving like 2 or 3 of them, and they ended up like just coming out. There was no root to them or anything. But like I said, they had flowers, and when I got back here, the whole front yard had a bunch of lilac bushes, and they. Basically, when I went and cleaned everything out, I saw that there was some roots left there, but the same thing happened to the ones that were left. They're all spindly, and I went and sort of straightened them up to you know, put a stick in and to have them straight, and they just came out of the ground. There's no root to them. So I don't know. At first I thought it was the ground cover in the front killing them because my sister didn't clean up around the area, but the ones in the back were like, there's no ground cover, you know, roots or anything. I did find like this red root that was sort of went through the yard around the bushes. It was like, it was pretty red, but I didn't know if that had anything to do with it, but they did look healthy at the time when I was doing it. I was just surprised that, you know, they had flowers on them, and it was just like there was no root to them.
Well, so what you might have is a very compact type soil, so the roots are staying higher up and not going deeper into the soil.
Okay.
So what I'd look at doing is trying to...
too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another thing that's going to hold them there. So having ledge, they're not going to go as deep, so they're not going to have... You know, and lilacs don't have like a tap root, but they're not going to have something to tap into the soil to hold it really, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
What I would suggest doing is trying to, in some of those areas, maybe adding some soil to the area, or
okay.
digging down to see if you can, you know, how far the ledge is, and then trying to plant it a little bit deeper. Now, I'm not talking about covering the stems. I'm just talking about covering the roots that are very high up.
Right. Okay.
Adding some good soil, maybe some compost. The compost is going to help with the organic matter, allowing
right.
any of the nutrients there to really to work better with the plants. But I think what you really need to do is dig down a little bit, see how far the ledge is there. If it's very
yes.
close... And then it's about adding soil to the area, maybe building it up a little bit, having that plant still planted, but just more soil for it to grow into. But if the ledge, you know, say you have about a couple feet before the ledge, then you can dig down and allow that plant to be put into the soil. But either way, I want you to add some compost, some sort of organic material to add to it to help it.
Okay.
Okay. So take a look at the ledge and see if it is, you know, deep enough
well,
where you can just go ahead.
I was putting stone rocks for a walkway and I was surprised that I hit a lot of it didn't go too far when I was hitting like it started to get heavy rocks. You know,
okay.
And it was like I was sort of surprised because the lawn was pretty good, but I only went like 2 inches, and it was like certain areas were like because the garage had we had a dynamite to put the garage in.
Gotcha.
It's like so it's like there's rocks all over the place here. You
yeah.
Know, so a little bit there's big ones. You know. So it's like.
Yeah, it doesn't make it easy for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would definitely look at adding soil. To the area, because what that's going to do is that's going to help any plant grow a little bit more and allow it to have a better root system. So I definitely think that will help you allow you to have a thicker root system and for it to sit into the ground versus just you know just right above ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's better than no. I thought it was sort of being choked out but like I said, in the back, there wasn't anything, you know, on the ground covering them as far as...
It has a lot to do with that, with the ledge being right there. I would definitely try to add some soil to hold them in there because the more they're exposed during, like, summer, winter months... the more likely they'll have some issues going forward. So I would try and add soil to that area so that you can get them long-term for you.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty?
Thank you. Yep, thanks.
Bye. All right, have a great one, Deb. Bye-bye. Deborah,
yes,
excuse me.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's getting warm out there today, but winter's not that far away, right? Where we got to start thinking forward. We got to start thinking of what could be happening, for the winter. So getting that salt marsh hay ready, getting all those products that you need for next season, getting those now while your garden centers or your local feed and grain stores have them, right? If you remember earlier in the season, you could barely get certain products in from, anywhere. But if you're worrying about the garden, you couldn't get them at a lot of different places. So this would be a good way to get ahead of it so that so the end of the season, you'll have these products to protect the plants that you've worked on all season. This is a time where we've had a lot of time at home. You want to be able to protect those for years to come. So thinking ahead is definitely something that you should be looking at doing now for the future. So, not sure. Do we have some calls on the line there, Nathan?
True. Kathy is in Somersworth, New Hampshire.
All right. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. My mother has a Norwegian pine. It's got to be at least a... She's taken great care of it, but now we have a problem of the... Is it frost? Is that what you say? Or what they're... That are falling
off? I'm sorry. Hey, Kathy.
No, actually, I'm not.
Hey, Kathy, I'm sorry. Keep hitting some buttons, so every time you get to what you're saying, all I hear is, like, the tone of the phone. So I apologize. So I'm having a hard time hearing you.
All right. We have a Norwegian pine. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. And it's about a decade old.
Okay.
And the lower foliage is falling off. It's not turning brown. It's not turning yellow. They're just falling off. But yet it is growing new foliage above that. Is that something that's normal for that plant, or is something going on that I need to treat?
Now, you said it's been there for a good amount of time?
At least a decade. It's been in the same location. I know that it's been repotted as it's outgrown its pot.
Okay. You said a Norwegian pine, or is it a Norfolk Island pine?
Maybe that's it, Norfolk pine.
All right. Is it one where, like, the gaps between the branches are, like, 6-8 inches, and then it has, like, a new branch?
Yes, sir. And the lower branches are the ones that are falling off.
Gotcha.
And
so that actually, that is normal. It's just definitely going through its process of getting to that, growing, continuing to push growth on the top and on some of the tips. This is something that is normal. What I would like to see you do is take a look at the watering and how you've been doing it, and seeing if that has, have we had any breaks in between the watering, so that the watering has, like, stopped, or it's gone into shock at any time. That could be part of this. With the abnormal season that we've had with the drought and everything, even established plants that we water, not as, on a normal basis as we have in the past, are drying out a little bit, even if they're in a pot. So that could be part of it. What I'd see done is take a look at... Actually, you said it repotted. How long is it repotted?
I'm not sure when the last time she repotted it, but I do know that she's very diligent about her plants and actually listens to your show religiously.
Perfect. Okay. So sometimes what that also means is it could be pot-bound. So maybe pulling the pot that's on there and seeing if the roots are circling around the outside of the soil. So that could be part of it as well. Be an upgrade on the pot to add some new soil, etc. So that could be part of it. But a lot of this is normal. As long as you have the tip growth and the outer growth showing new growth, the plant should be fine. Check and see if it's root bound or pot bound. If it is, then upgrade the pot. You don't really need to use like a fertilizer on it. You could use like an all-purpose type fertilizer or a houseplant fertilizer at this time just to give it something back. because it is okay. Pushing that new growth, and just to give something back to the plant. And then next season, just every, 3-4 weeks, giving it some sort of fertilizer to help it continue to grow. It seems, you said she's very diligent with the plant, et cetera. So she's probably already done some of these fertilizing, et cetera. So I think it'll be fine. But check the pot to see if it's pot bound. And some of this is a natural state of the plant, just shedding to get new growth coming.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right, Kathy. Thank you so much for the call and good luck. And enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We get back more of your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. Take a break. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Cape Cod.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. How are we today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, God, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous morning over here in Centerville, high on the hill.
Awesome.
Hey, listen now, this is a grandma trick, and I do think your father used to use this for the housefly things.
Yep.
You take a teaspoon of maple syrup in a shot glass, and then fill it three quarters full with apple cider vinegar and set it next to the kitchen sink because that's where those flies go for water.
Yep.
Trap. So there's just one thought process. My other question is lawn fertilization.
Sure.
I found a bag of 1804 and I get confused on these numbers. Now, if I threw this down half strength now while the ground's still thawed with this be okay, 1804.
Well, so it. What does it say on the bag? Does it say like a
It's a commercial company. It's Lesco.
Lesco. So it's probably like an all seasons food. I mean, so if you look at like a winterizer right now, I want to say a lot of them are going to have pretty close
they,
to that.
What are they running? And real quick, can you tell me first number, second number, third number, what the actual they mean?
Yeah, so the first number is nitrogen. Second number is phosphorus. The third number is potassium.
Right.
Okay, so the first number, nitrogen, helps green it up. Second number, phosphorus, will help help with like a root development, that type of thing.
Yep.
And then the potassium is all around, helps with pretty much everything and allows you to help develop the whole plant system there. Usually
I
in the winter,
on Cape Cod, we have a phosphorus. Stop using it. Slow down a little bit because of.
Yeah, it's actually. I believe it's actually all of Massachusetts looks for it to be phosphorus free on fertilizers. Okay.
Right.
Just because there's so much phosphorus that's usually in the soil at this point, so you actually could put that down at regular rate right now. And then again, put a winter riser, like a winter survival, in about 6 weeks, because I don't believe the ground's going to be frozen at that point.
We hope not.
Yeah, right.
We've had beautiful winters out here. No plows, no shovels, no blowers.
Exactly. So what you're looking for a winter type fertilizer is one that has the last number is a little bit higher than the others.
Okay, so the end is higher.
Yes. So this would be like an all-purpose, all-type season type fertilizer. When was the last time you fertilized the lawn?
Oh, God. I got lazy this summer and spent more time outside the house than near it.
That's perfectly
out. I'm doing the back of all the pucker brush and all that right now.
Okay. So, yeah, getting rid of that brush and all those things obviously is going to help, open up the lawn. I'd put this fertilizer down just to help it because the temperature is just going forward. I looked at least the 14-day forecast, and where I am up in Lowell, you're a different zone anyways on the Cape. You're a little bit warmer. You're going to stay warmer a little bit later. So you could actually be putting this down as a fertilizer now, and then about, 5-6 weeks from now, put down a winterizer and really get next year's lawn ready with a huge boost. So you can put it down regular rate without a problem.
If I do half now and then half in 4 weeks, would that work with the same numbers?
So I would really like to see something that has a little bit more potassium on it.
You'd like the last number to be a little larger for winter roll.
Yeah, just it helps with overall, right? It'll a longer feeding to it, and it helps promote like a more deeper root system. And that's what we're looking for later on for the next seasons, because the deeper the roots, the more that they're not going to have to focus on being fed. They're not going to have to focus on being watered as much. They're going to be able to get it from the soil. So long-term goal here is less work in the yard by getting a deeper root system. So that's why they like the potassium to be a little higher on the end.
Dad is smiling on you, brother. Hey, you know anybody with a pair of golf cleats to like a day race for free? Well, I'm thinking all around chasing leaves.
Yeah, right. That's that's something out of the 70s and 80s. I wish I could still get those. All right, John, you have a great one. Bye-bye. We'll be back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.